This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Brian Koberger. We're looking at a trial date, maybe in March 2025. Maybe. That's a big, big maybe. It's very much lining up with the early predictions of Jen Coffendaffer, who's joining me right now, retired FBI special agent. You called it, I think, like the first week we started talking about this case. If this isn't going to trial till like 2025, 2026, I thought, like, nah. Yeah, you're exactly right. I guess the question that I have, I'd love your perspective on it, is we're talking about one night in the life of one man. Obviously, there's victims here, but we're putting Koberger on trial. So a couple hours. Why does it take nearly 3 years to determine what this person did in the course of those few hours?
So I think the biggest issue here is the fact that it is a death penalty situation. And whenever you have that, the court is going to be much more lenient in terms of providing for plenty of time for the defense to make their, to work on their strategies, mm-hmm. to review evidence, so on and so forth. You have that combined with the fact that this defense team, by the way, of four attorneys, four very well-paid attorneys, know that it is a very fruitful strategy for the defense to delay due to evidence being, issues with evidence, issues with witnesses. Anytime something happens right away, it's going to be positive for the prosecution. When it's 3 years away, it's going to be a more difficult case. And they know that.
Mm-hmm.
So you combine those two factors and the fact that there's 50,000 terabytes of information to review. Although Ann Taylor says that doesn't seem to be a huge problem, that they seem to be through most of that.
Yeah. Well, and I can understand that. I mean, that's a thing I've been bringing up quite a bit, where we hear, oh my gosh, all these terabytes, 50 terabytes of data. And it does sound big, but what we're likely talking about with that much data is security camera footage from all over the place. And a majority of that footage shows absolutely nothing, but it takes up a lot of space on hard drives. And so it sounds big, but in reality, is it really that much? I'm going to guess probably not, but you do have to go through that. But again, 3 years, the prosecution saying they've already gone through 95% of the evidence. Is it a reasonable question to go, okay, Ann Taylor, you've been his attorney from the beginning. Why is it taking you so much longer to go through all of this?
Well, as I said, it's a strategy And I keep pointing out that, unfortunately, Tony, we haven't even started the real hearings yet.
No, we haven't. No.
We haven't had suppression hearings. We haven't had anything to deal with the evidence. And you can bet it's going to come in. They're looking at every possible mistake that could have been made. Mm-hmm. And they're going to make a lot out of anything that was done by accident. I'm not saying there's anything there. I'm saying they're going to be looking and they'll find something.
I think that probably is the answer to the question of why is this going to take so long? Because it's not even necessarily looking at the merits of the case, looking at the alibi, which, as we know right now, is he liked to drive around. It's more so, what can we find that was done wrong? What technicality can we find that was done wrong here after the fact in the investigation that we can argue and maybe get him off on some sort of a technicality? I think that's really their only hope. And if their goal is simply to save his life, that's probably the only hope they have of doing that as well.
Yeah, that's very well stated. And I think the other issue is with this delay is what is happening on social media that, of course, transcends also to mainstream media in some cases. And that is the complete falsehoods that are just being raised and actually made up.
Mm-hmm.
As an example, the Steve Gonsalves text messages that are floating all around social media, where he is basically saying, oh, it's Brent Kopaka. I'm convinced there's somebody else involved, that this isn't, that he doesn't believe in Koberger's, which I can tell you unequivocally is absolutely false.
Yeah.
And they're made up.
Yeah.
But you know, they put the, they get the right moniker in the top left, and they, you know, put Steve Gonsalves, and they, it's really sad.
It's
as they're watching this unfold. Yeah.
And it's scary how quickly people are able to just believe something like that on social media. It's just a quick swipe. Oh my gosh, did you see Steve Gonsalves is saying this? Oh wow. Next swipe. And then when they talk to somebody, I saw this text that said Steve Gonsalves, and it spreads. And then somebody, oh, I saw that too. Let's like. And then it's completely devoid of reality or fact, but then you have this narrative that starts going around. But I mean, that's like that with anything in social media, you know, to be, you know, real about it.
Yeah, it spreads like wildfire. Also, another point back to your delay situation. We cannot forget that this case right now is sitting before the Supreme Court of Idaho.
Yes.
In terms of the issue concerning, you know, the grand jury and their findings. And so, you know, they went against the judge, right? They asked the judge, can we do this? The judge said no. Of course, they're going to do it. They're going to send it uphill. And we don't know what the Supreme Court is going to say, if they're even going to look at it.
Yeah.
Right. So this is even more delay, because the defense is going to say, well, until we hear back from the Supreme Court and something's been decided in that realm, we can't do anything.
What could the Supreme Court of Idaho rule on this if they do decide to hear it?
Well, they could rule that there wasn't, or that there was, I think there are several issues regarding what happened before that grand jury, and they could rule in favor of the defense in terms of all their points regarding the probable cause. And remember, their big point is that it really, in a grand jury, it shouldn't be probable cause. It should actually be beyond a reasonable doubt. And they, you know, go back, I think, a couple hundred years with some case law. And so it's a very unique and sort of far-fetched philosophy. Mm-hmm. But the Supreme Court could decide to take it up. And I mean, it's possible. I don't think they will, but it's possible.
Yeah, it is a very old, I mean, as I've heard from other defense attorneys describe it as, I think Ann Taylor's been waiting to argue this to the Supreme Court for years, just because it's kind of a weird caveat to this, where technically the old law says this, but it's not really how anything's been followed at all with grand juries in any recent history or modern history or the last 100 years of history. But yeah, if they do take it up, it'd be interesting to see exactly what they do rule on it. But I mean, at the end of the day, we're going to get Koberger in court and see where that goes. If he does have an alibi witness, as he has claimed, where are they? And why, after all these months later, has that person not materialized? I mean, if you have an alibi witness, I would think they'd be very strong and you want to get it out there as quickly as possible, not necessarily wait for court to sure yourself up and show, hey, look, I was not there. This person can prove it or something, unless this alibi witness is really not that strong of an alibi witness.
Yeah, they've painted themselves in a corner with this. And I'm very curious to see what they have up their sleeve. But I don't know. It seems like the rabbit in the hat trick. I'm not trusting that there is anybody that's going to provide an alibi, because based on all the evidence I've seen, he was at 1122 King Road.
Yeah.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.